I have been involved in designing things for many years long, so I think the counter design or the radical design years ago, mm-hmm. let's say 68, 70 or so on, had some real meaning. It was something critical against the current trend in design, which was, let's say, Zanuso, Castiglione, Aulenti, yeah. Bellini, and so on. So on this aspect, the work by Ettore Sozza, so our work, or the Archizo work, mm-hmm. was quite interesting. We were trying to change the world market of design, introducing new ideas, new images, different things like love and death, or erotism, mm-hmm. imagination, mm-hmm. etc. But I think that the world movement was not successful, not at all, because after 15 years, the best designers in Italy and in Europe are, again, Zanuso, Castiglione, Gaulenti. Sure. Well, Gioia Colombo died, but this is the only difference between the now and that year.
Yeah.
And if you look through the production of the best companies like Cassina or so on, they are producing exactly the same thing mm. by Bellini and so on. Very expensive piece of furniture, very nice, very well done, but with very few ideas behind that. Also, during these years, design was one of the best fields for action to ourselves, because we had no chances to work in architecture, no chances to do any researches, and so on. The only possible activities for us were researches, which were sponsored by ourselves. We were paying for that, and maybe producing some little objects by ourselves as prototypes, or using some small manufacturers like a Poltronova mm-hmm. or Zanotta or Print or so on. But in 1972, we had this big exhibition in New York for Italy, the new domestic landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the end for the world movement, in my opinion at least. In that exhibition, the Italian design was presented as number one in Europe and maybe in the world, but that celebration was also the burial, the funeral for the world thing, as usual. After that year, for example, we found ourselves very frustrated continuing in this production of objects. Objects which were only prototypes, art objects, mm-hmm. but with no connection with the real market, with the real production, etc. So we thought that our theoretical work had maybe some better channels in other ways, for example, teaching or researching in the school. So this is what we have done between, let's say, 72 and 78. Some of our friends have got different ways. Mm-hmm. For example, the Archizum have disappeared. Sozas is still doing the same thing, but it's all right. I mean, he's an old man, so he's perfectly right. And also, he's the best, he's the only real one behind the world thing. Other people like Ugo La Pietra have continued to work as artists, using different mediums, from design to videotape, movies, etc. Our idea was get involved no more in the furnishing production, but in the ideas production and communication through the university. That was based on a very simple assumption, that is, in Florence during these years, for example, we had the School of Architecture with the 13,000 students. That is much more than the biggest factory in Italy, no? More than the Fiat, no? Something like, well, I am exaggerating, but in any case, the School for Architecture in Florence was the biggest factory in Toscana, at least, without any production. So we thought that our duty was to be committed with our young friends and students. So we started working there, and I have been working together with some of my friends of Super Studio and some other new friends. We have been working about the popular culture, popular tools, energies, and so on. We have been trying to investigate about the collective imagination, about the collective creativity. we were trying to show to our students that design is being born not only in the factories and not only in our country, but everywhere, all around the world. So we started having very long researches about traditional tools, architecture without architects, that sort of thing. And that was a basis for a reconstruction of a whole theory about architecture, more or less. We started with the elementary architecture, and after we passed slowly to the elements of architecture, and now I am working about architecture and buildings and town planning and so on. At the beginning of 79, more or less, at the end of 78, beginning of 79, I decided that at that point I was strong enough to start a new career in architecture. So from that moment I'm trying to become an architect, which is a very different position from my old position, but of course, you know, you are changing. When you are a young boy, you have lederhosen, but you don't wear them now. And, but this thing is not very well accepted by my friends. No, I have many friends which have started as a young avant-garde architects, and they still continue in this thing, which is very sad to me, you know, sometimes very grotesque to see these grown-up people, we are, you know, 43, 50 or something, and they are still playing the same role of the avant-garde, producing objects, going to the exhibition, having the catalogs, and that's all. My position is a little different, and also in the Super Studio, each one of us has developed maybe some different ideas, and now we are committed in different fields of interest. Personally, I'm very interested in architecture and town planning. Some of my friends are very interested in architecture and interior design. Some others are still involved in furniture or system design. For example, at the moment, some of my friends in the office, they are producing some very interesting work about what's the name? Street furnishing, furniture for the town, that sort of thing. That is not really industrial production. It's something between arts and crafts, architecture and industrial production, because these objects are produced in a small series and only for that specific town. Because of course you can have the same car running in Torino and Genoa and Napoli, but it's very difficult to have the same bench or the same lamp in a city like Milan or in another one like Florence or Naples or so on. And so at the moment, personally, I am still involved in teaching the university and producing, let's say, ideas as an artist, let's say, and producing architecture. But these three things are very closely related. They are more or less the same thing. My investigation about poetry or philosophy or anthropology is bringing myself to architecture, and architecture is bringing myself to showing these ideas about architecture and the built world to my students and so on. So it's a very closed circuit. Maybe in the past years I have been experimenting a sort of schizophrenia between the design production, ideas production, teaching and so on. But now I am in a very difficult state because I'm not producing very much and I have lots of problems and so on. But on the other side, what I'm doing as a sort of unity. So every project, every architecture I am producing is maybe very different from what I have done before, and all my friends are not able to understand what I'm doing, but to myself it's perfectly all right. For example, years ago when we were producing, I don't know, this furniture with the square, it was very easy, everything had squares, so was, oh, this is your style, but it was foolish. And now when I am producing architecture, sometimes my friends are not able to understand which is the relationship between an architecture like this one, which has been produced for a new city in Africa, and an architecture like this one, which has been produced for Rainer Krause, or the other one, which is near Bologna, or this other one, which is for Frankfurt, or so on. The point is that every architecture is unique in a certain sense, because it's related to a special locus, to a special space. No? And I am very interested in the architecture and the context. I'm very interested in contextualism. And for this reason, every architecture is, let's say, is different from the other because it's starting from different, from a different situation, which is a political, geographical, historical, and so on.
But I'm sorry, just one disturbance, because what is interesting for me is when we talk, for example, at Torosotsas, he of course also suddenly made quotations, especially of the radical design. He more and more stresses that the radical design was the important point of what is now. I think even in his objects, you now see suddenly very objects from made by him of 67.
In a way he goes back, you know, to the 60s.
You
in
see
his
this
own
new.
Mind also.
That is what some one thing what I found interesting and what is related again to this point. The second is, and that is something I wonder all the time. Everybody of the designers we talked with, Martine Bidin, with Bibi Maturi, etc.
All my students.
I know. And they all at the moment try to stop working on objects and try to more and more to environmental things and contextual things. I
going
think for my
architecture and environment and cities and objects.
I myself am not sure. I know some parts of your work and I always understood how fragile you tried to work with it. Also, I remember you once made especially some works for Africa. And so, and I always understood how difficult this is, because the point for me always is that architecture tends to a very authoritarian and very dogmatic and a kind of totalitarianism, what I never think is a term, but kind of that, or imperialistic if you go to Africa. So that for me for a time was a favor that they just made smaller objects. So it was a reduction of architecture to say, no, we don't reign the world, we just make small things.
Well, you see, objects are part of this tyranny. It's a sweet tyranny, but objects are much more important to the people than architecture. This is the tragedy of our time. It is our lives are really concerned with the objects and no more with the quality of the city. This is a great loss, especially in historical countries like Italy or so on, where we already have a great amount of beautiful architecture and beautiful cities, no? And we are destroying them because our attention is concentrated only on objects. This is the reason why I don't agree with some people in Memphis or some people like Andrea Branzi, for example. No? Andrea, which is maybe the most intelligent architect in our generation, is really a genius. But he has a very special mind, no? I mean, is trying to work only toward the success. So he found that maybe he had no chance in architecture, no chance in other fields. So he said, okay, I'll prove my chance in object making. So he has developed a theory about, of course you know it, about the new arts and crafts, and he's trying to demonstrate that the only important thing is a society without any architectural image. Mm-hmm. In which the objects are the only signs for the users and so on. But if we look at the results of such a politics, we see a world which is completely run by companies like Fiat or so on, no? Which in fact they are not really improving the quality of our cities, environment, and so on. On the contrary, okay, they are very violent and very dangerous, etc., etc. And also sometimes is like retreating from the public domain, from politics, to the individuals. Because to be involved in objects sometimes has a very personal aspect. No? You're making little objects for yourself, and you are trying to produce them. So sometimes I am arguing with my friends, which are very involved in objects, etc., because I think that, of course, everything you are doing is very personal. Everything has to do with yourself, etc. But everything has to be involved, even in the society. It is the widest possibilities spectrum. And for this reason, I'm trying to work more and more on the historical cities, because I am in Florence, or in architecture, or so on, trying to expand the area of my researches and so on. Also, well, my relationship with the new design is quite difficult because I don't like very much the sense of self-celebration which they have. No? I mean, that thing, the radical design, has been a failure, a complete failure. But now, through this Alchimia, Memphis, etc., they are trying to demonstrate that this thing has been very important, is still producing very nice things, etc., which is not true. It's the same thing than every other revival. For many years, companies like Cassina have reproduced Macintosh, or they have reproduced the furniture of the 30s. Okay, now some other companies are reproducing furniture of the 60s. So this thing has a lot to do with the nostalgia, but is not so interesting to myself. Of course, it is much easier to learn from Ettore Sozzas how to make a nice little object than to learn from, let's say, Carlo Scarpa how to make an interior, or from other architects how to make a city. And for this reason, this new design is sometimes very dangerous, because to me it seems very academic. If I look through the catalog of Memphis, it's quite difficult for me to understand which one is Sozzas, which one is De Lucchi, or so, because all they're all the same, no? Which is a real pity, because of course De Lucchi is a very talented man, is a very young man, his culture is totally different from Ettore's culture, so of course they have to produce different things, but in fact they are all the same. Plastic laminate with decoration, strange legs, and so on.
The point was, well, perhaps one reason why we want to make this book is, of course, also a political reason, to, because as far as I see at the moment, in at least in Germany, but in many intellectual discussions, you have more loss of objectivation, and what I think it's just is what I always call, it's becoming McDonald's, swims everywhere, and you lose the possibility of have objects which resist, and objects which are resistance against you, and so that you can work, and work should be something to have to do with identity or possibility of that. So that is why, as point for me, why I want to make such a book, because it has to give the idea of the possibility of objectivations against, and then a category of subjective. At the moment, many, you know, that is what I always feel as a dangerous point, that the people, especially now with this big boom in the French theoreticians like Viriot, etc., etc., everybody swims now into such a very soft intellectual three or four dimensional things, which are. I would like to have some. That is 68, what I'm arguing, but it has something to do with it. So that is was a reason to point this, to stress this design as possible.
I am very interested in this idea of identity, for example, because every time you are involved with some real architecture in some real place, you have to deal with many different aspects, like not only history and geography, but mainly political aspect, the socio-economical aspect, etc. And every time the situation is very peculiar, it's very different. For example, in the last years, I have been involved, for example, for one scheme for the reconstruction of the center of Frankfurt on the Römerberg. And the next year I was involved in the reconstruction of the zone of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. And for example, this year I was working for a central area of Florence. These are three themes. They could be very similar, because what I was asked to do was, I don't know, a city center or a urban piazza or so on. But every time the problem was so different that what they have produced every time was very different. So this experience was, in a certain sense, very disturbing also to myself, because I was not able to gain any experience from each one of them. Every time I had to change. But maybe the results were not so brilliant like the old photo montage, but I think they were quite important. not only to myself, but to the many people which were involved in the project, etc. And every time these projects were able to start a real debate, a political debate, and not only an architectural debate.
Mm.
No? And for this reason, for example, no magazine is eager to publish these three projects together. You know, they say, how can we explain to our readers that you are the same person doing such and such thing? No? And for example, Lotus magazine published one project for the Robert Bell, but showing only some parts of it. Okay. And they have agreed to publish the Jerusalem only after a few months, because they say, well, this is very different. And even if it is based on a very strong historical research,
mm-hmm.
like with the Frankfurt
mm-hmm.
or so on, but the results, they are very different. So they say, okay, we don't want to mix them together. And for the same reason, for example, they have published, okay, this is a little project for one house on Romerberg
mm-hmm.
in the Saalgasse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and but this thing has been published separately from the world project.
I see.
So they say, well, no, I mean, it's not the same story. That is, first I made this project, which was rejected. Somebody else has won the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in the competition, they have a series of houses in this border. And each one of the houses has been given to different architects.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I am designing one house here,
mm-hmm.
but this house is based on the same research which I have done for the world
mm-hmm.
project.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But to my friends, this image is very different from the other, so they have to be
mm-hmm.
kept separate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And, and this is what I have been doing in the past 2 years. I have done a few buildings, not very, very good, because I have to learn how to make a good building, that's the point, but I'm trying to learn.
Mm.
So what we produce in the office, what we produce as Super Studio, are many different things. For example, professionally, we are producing architecture like this one, which is a mixture between the traditional technology and modern technology. At the moment, I am only doing things using traditional
mm-hmm.
technology, because it's the only one I can really master.
Mm.
The modern technology is not for such arts and craft construction.
Yeah.
Okay. But some other of my friends, they are producing some other kind of things. For example, this is an interior near Florence in Prato,
mm-hmm.
which is very highly professional.
Mm.
And so. But of course, these ideas are different from these ideas.
Yeah.
No? So, okay, this is the same thing. And in the same magazine, they have this.
Mm.
Yeah, this is again the Jerusalem project. And so, as a group, at the moment, there are, let's say, five different individuals which are using a common past, something which we have
mm-hmm.
done all together, but this common past, radical design, etc., etc., has been developing in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are involved in architecture, some other in interior, and so on. And also, some of our ideas are very different. For example, some of my friends are very involved in high technology or so on.
Yeah.
Personally, I am interested in a very different
yeah.
or I am interested in art.
Yeah.
And as a Super Studio, we have a sort of reputation as designers. So by time in time, people and factories, they're asking us to produce
mm-hmm.
a furniture again. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, we refuse usually to produce furniture. We agree to work with the factories, but only if it is a real industrial production
yeah.
and if the whole thing is interesting to our sellers. does mean that we refuse to produce a small series or art object. Okay, I can produce art object, but I do it by myself. I can have bronze models. I pay a foundry and they can have it, five copies and so on. I don't need to deal with the factory to have 15 copies of a prototype. It's a loss of time. So at the moment, for example, we are involved with design with some factories producing very basic objects.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm very interested in producing bricks
mm-hmm.
or terracotta tiles
mm-hmm.
or materials, this sort of thing. Some months ago, this is a funny story, the print company, the people which have produced our square laminate,
mm-hmm.
they asked myself to design some new laminate for them. And what I have done for them is, where is it? It's gone. Sorry, it's a very small space. Somewhere hiding here. Best plastic laminate in the world. So if they want to make a new one, they can have a reprint. No, it's like a second edition. They say, okay, what they can do is just this little.
It's fantastic.
And this is the
really
only thing.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so they have asked different architects.
Yeah.
This time they have asked architects. Okay, Mendini is the only designer. This
yeah.
is Mendini.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people, this is Portoghesi,
mm-hmm.
and this is myself, and Bellini, and the other people. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I send them. Just a few postcards
mm-hmm.
with the old paintings, with a little story about this thing. But mainly what I told them was, I cannot make a new plastic laminate better than the other one, so you can't.
Very good.
It's
such a good idea. So it becomes impossible. Okay, well that's
so this is the second edition.
Exactly.
They reprint in a more modern fashion.
Exactly, yeah. So you can choose it always, you can
yes,
change
yes.
it in the beginning.
So you can have the classic
exactly.
or the modern.
1990 goes somewhere else.
And maybe
that's
in 20 years
idea.
I can make a third edition.
Exactly.
Like, so.
Exactly.
But that's
oh.
all.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Doing
with
all this.
But you know, anyhow, it really is interesting that all the people, I mean, even if they ask you to do a thing like this, it is all the people they really want. I mean, they remember what you are doing, and in a way, you are something like a shadow in behind. And everybody
yes.
knows,
yes.
really
it's
sticks
funny.
With it.
This is my main problem because, for
yeah.
example, people, they don't trust me as an architect because they say, oh, you're such a good designer, you have to make design. I say, no, I'm not a good designer.
Yeah.
The only thing which I have done was this
yeah.
because everything else was not so important.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a catalog of our work which we have done for a big exhibition in Florence last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the catalog is divided in three sections. The first is about theoretical design, utopian
mm-hmm.
cities, and
yeah.
so on.
Yeah.
And it has maybe the most famous images like continuous movement,
yeah.
ideal
yeah.
cities,
yeah.
and so on. The second part is about design, furniture design, system design, and interiors. But the only thing which we have selected
mm-hmm.
was this one, and this train.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
not train.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
Because all the other things which we have done to us, they were not so important.
Mm-hmm.
So that is enough. Okay, and this other. Okay, so this is the only good piece of furniture which we have. This, which of course is not a good piece of furniture. It was only sort of manifesto against the.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
That is. Well, that is strange. You know that today suddenly they take your. You illuminate for everything.
Yeah.
It is. I just know it in the real point. Yeah, now to get paper for writing letters in this, and it is stupid how it runs.
So, for example, some of my friends, which were very good as designers, they are using this ability to produce very nice interior, no?
Mm-hmm.
Things like this one or so. And the third section is about architecture, which we have some of our old projects. like this.
Yeah.
But very few projects, because many of them are completely lost, etc. And this is the last part of our activity. This is related to this investigation, the School for Architecture
yeah.
in Florence,
yeah.
and this is part of some
yes.
art activities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, okay. And this is what I am still involved in, projects like this one. And,
Who published that catalog?
Oh, Elekta.
It's sort of Elekta, mm-hmm. but I didn't sort it to prefer,
yeah.
so I get it from Elekta. I will.
This is another building which we have under construction, which
mm-hmm.
again is another very simple investigation about traditional technology, marble and granite, and
mm-hmm.
modern technology,
mm-hmm.
curtain wall, etc.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that is something I always liked with your architecture, that I always understood it as a kind of research, as a kind of experimental study, and so never as a built object. It was always a process of thinking, and that is what I like.
So by time in time, we still produce objects, but only for some special purpose, like say exhibition or
mm-hmm.
something. For example, many of my projects are not getting built. So sometimes I feel very frustrated about that
mm-hmm.
thing. So I say, okay, I want to take a sort of souvenir,
mm-hmm.
like a family
yeah.
photograph.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
So sometimes I spend a lot of money making some little models of such objects, and I spend a lot of money making the photographs of them,
mm-hmm.
but just for my own, for a family book, no?
Yeah.
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. But you know, if you perhaps you could even understand the whole, even the built object as such a part. It's just a souvenir in the process running on, and then
yeah,
it could be
true,
a good
see,
idea.
At least when I am able to have something built, no, usually this thing is, let's say, successful, because a building is coming out from a sort of compromise between many, many different people, no, from the city authority to the builders to the clients and so on. So the result is not only my own result,
yeah.
but is a result of a whole group,
right.
which sometimes is very huge, it's really very huge. At the moment, for example, I'm trying to work with the engineers and very good technicians in Florence. They have some very special ideas and very normal and so on. No? So what I'm trying to do with them is I'm trying to produce a very normal architecture,
mm-hmm.
an architecture which is very much related to the city, to the tradition of, let's say, the Florentine palace or so. No? At the moment, we are designing, for example, an office building for the town authority. And, it's for the regional authority, for the
mm-hmm.
land,
yeah,
for the Toscana.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to make for them is not an office building, but something more. For example, the Medici were able to make the Uffizi. The Uffizi was an office palace, no, but
mm-hmm.
was also a representation of a world society. So we want to make an office building which is a place for meeting, a place which can give some sense of identity to the Tuscan people, which is not so easy, because Tuscany is divided in many small
yeah.
cities. And so. I am from Pistoia, which is a great enemy of Florence. And, the building we are trying to design is using some old ideas like the Florentine Palace or the Baptistry
mm-hmm.
or some sort of courtyards and so on. Also, we are trying to use some traditional materials like bricks, pietra forte,
mm-hmm.
or stucco or so on. But we don't want to make a collage. We don't want to make a postmodern architecture.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make something different, which is a very, let's say, very honest and very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But using these very common ideas, what is coming out is very peculiar, because these common ideas have been completely forgotten by
mm-hmm.
the people. No? When we presented this preliminary scheme to the city authority, they say, oh, this is very strange. So we say, no, it's exactly the same what has been done 50 years ago, 200 years ago in Florida. They say, really? Because they didn't ever know. So we go to survey not only the site, but we go to survey in the city center. Say, listen, this is the same, this is the same, this is the same. They became very enthusiastic
yeah.
about that thing. And so. But of course, it's quite difficult. Well, for example, last year I was involved in designing a new underground parking in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to design not only the underground parking with a flat roof, but I wanted a flat roof which was a civic piazza,
mm-hmm.
which is not so easy.
Yeah.
Also, I did not want to make too much architecture, because there is already too much architecture in Florence.
Really,
so
yeah.
I was trying to play it very cool, not technical, not architectural. And that thing kept me busy for a very long time. Also, I don't know what's going to happen with such a project, because at the moment, for example, we have a big political crisis in Florence.
Mm.
The old government has been gone. We are going to have a new one. So what happens every time is the first thing the new government is doing is to kick out all the people which were involved with the old government. So I'm not very optimistic about this project, but I'll try.
Sure. But it's activity, but it's you make a very for me an absolute integral way of and that is what I like with your productions and your ideas. It's strange to get to know that this still exists. This is really very rare. Well, perhaps do you think it could be possible that we had this, you noticed it, so we didn't, that there's some on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you think it could be good that we make it, let's say, a transcription of some of the sentences you said for the book?
Well,
and perhaps what I would like is, for example, to have the three possibilities in the book just. And I think it will keep as a critique in the middle of the book to have this old square and to have this new one.
Just like this.
Just in the middle of the book, perhaps.
As a theoretical thinking,
you get this.
You
know? Yeah,
so I'll show you something which is more
mm-hmm.
different.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
Yeah.
It's our problem.
Yeah.
Also,
das läuft durch alle drei Köpfe oder durch alle vier Köpfe simultan. Das wollte ich nämlich auch, aber das finde ich gut, dass das. Ach Gott. Einfach drei Seiten, vier Seiten.
Ja, das
kannst
du einfach.
We have senses. Man has sensibility of many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Man has was always as he is. He changed only a little bit, and we try to give to all the things the dimension of man with senses and maybe also in other dimensions. So what you saw, for example, in Germany is a temptation that I was invited to Prato to do a cafetiera.
Mm-hmm.
It was a general thing to do a cafetiera. I had this theme. So I tried to do, first of all, it was for exhibition, so it had to be something very curious, much
mm-hmm.
not so common, and to declare something maybe. So I tried to do a machine, and this what you saw in Hamburg is one of them, because I did two. One is in Prato, and the other one I did by myself.
The second bit of Matteo showed us in a photograph, I think. Yeah.
Which, this of Prato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The basic point is to, for example, to make the cafe is passing through the hand.
Mm-hmm.
You feel where you are with the form, you feel the function, you see that you can hold it, you feel the cafe, the heat of the cafe that is passing,
mm-hmm.
you see the cafe, you see the operation. In the other machine, to the Prato, I chose the one that is very ambiguous, is the Napolitana cafe,
mm-hmm.
cafetiera. It's a little bit as the German type.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe Alessi will produce this.
That's what you normally.
Yes.
Turn around.
Like it's
one, yeah.
Practically it's the German or Austrian cafe machine.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you are putting you are doing first the water,
mm-hmm.
then you are putting it
yeah.
to the cafe
yeah.
and you are passing
mm-hmm.
it through the filter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same thing. You are putting it in one side, And then when the water is already hot, you are turning it over.
Mm.
The only advantage you have that it's everything is happening in the same
parade,
and that
and
you have
very good handling.
And then and that that first of all the cafe has a, has the steam is passing through the cafe, and then the cafe before you are passing with the water is getting much more already
clear. Sticking together.
So in this in Prato, for example, you, you I was interested in the double in the biggest form that you don't know what what is the right thing to put it. Then the heat, so the basic form where I capture the heat. I don't know if you saw the if you remember it. I capture the heat, so I have the form that capture the heat. Then I have all the basic, the basis is undulated, it's a skirt. So it's, it seems that there is heat, although it's on the table, so you have the heat. Then you have a twisted handle that is to reverse the thing. Then you have the form of the finjan, the Arab finjan, form of the cafetiera in the end when you are putting the cafe. Then you have the handle that you have, it's as a war instrument or antique war instrument or something, because you are feeling, you have those, I don't know how you call it, punzoni, that you, you, you feel it when you are holding it, you, heal, you feel something. Exactly. So what happens that also this, I want to do it in electricity, so you'll be able to do it in your dining, not in the dining room, but in the in place where you are staying. So all the thing is, it's all the form is constructed from many forms. It's all element has a tells about what is going to do, and it's not only the nice form, it's not only the functional.
And that is something that is strange because I think. It is very strange for me, the experience with your machine in Hamburg when I saw it. Because at first I thought, no, that's terrible, because it's a piece of one of these designers who tried to make art.
Sculpture, in a way.
How many in this, especially?
Something is in that, probably. I'm a sculptor,
but
I'm doing a lot of,
but
it's not, it's, I divide.
So is it, for me it was not clear, is it a conceptual work?
No,
in
it
a way?
Is a completely conceptual.
Yeah, that is what I, at least I got the idea, perhaps it is much more than I thought. Because it is funny, I think it was one of the absolute attractions in Hamburg,
was
this
one
machine.
Of the hits, you know. For all the people.
Oh,
there were three.
I did it in one morning. For me, I want. I think that the thing that I, it was for me a very excellent experience because in Florence, maybe this is the reason I'm staying in Florence. We have quite a lot of artisans. So maybe the only place we have a lot of artisans, and I like them very much. I like very much to work. I Brandi is speaking about the new artisans. I think it's impossible to have a new artisan. An artisan is a man that begins to work when he doesn't have any personality. He's getting his personality working, so he's very shy in the beginning, and he has a respect to the material, to the way of working, to the tradition of working, and only in this case he becomes an artisan. I grew in the house of an architect. My grandfather was an architect. Was not practically an architect, but he had something to do with architecture. My father is already an architect from 25 years old. He was an architect. And I think that it's very important to mature in a certain situation, to understand. So in Florence, I have the situation of real artisans and not those intellectuals that are doing a little bit of artisans. Not intellectual, I wanted to say those who are architecture without work and they began to be all people who are doing intellectual work and they try to do things that doesn't have any logic completely. So doing the cafetiera of Hamburg, they asked me to send things. And I wanted to say, I did a very nice work on chess. That I'm very interested in this work. And now I'm doing with Bruno Monari. Monday we are going to do the we are organizing the book. Mm-hmm. Zanichelli is printing it, mm-hmm. the Quaderni of Design.
Mm-hmm.
And already maybe I'll tell you something about the chess, this operation. In any case, to do, I wanted to send the chess and other things, and I had difficulties with my time because I don't have any time free, so I couldn't send the things to Hamburg. They wanted the things that were in camera design.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's quite a sad exhibition, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know the history of
return
to it. So I decided, I was very involved with the Cafetiera for Prato, and I liked very much this one because it was a twin of the other one, in another form, completely other form, completely other I wanted to see it done. I liked to see how it is, because it, as a theoretical work, it doesn't interest me to make it work, but I want to understand the form, the dimension, to see it. And so I decided in one morning to do it. So
mm-hmm.
I took a plastilina,
mm-hmm.
going out from home. I took it from the shop, a piece of plastilina. I took it
from
my house.
Okay.
I went to the foundry. And when I went to the foundry, I passed by the artisan who is doing the wood turner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discovered that I left at home the drawings.
Mm-hmm.
So I did new drawings by him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 8 in the morning. He didn't have the wood, so we did it with two pieces. It is not.